All right, I got to move on to this. And what happened Friday in Grant Park in this city, I've got so many thoughts about it. And quite frankly, I was upset all weekend about what I saw out there. The Columbus statue, police and the protesters, a lot of strong thoughts about this. And we always want to hear from you, 312-981-7200. But look, I believe in protest. I understand civil disobedience, the right to protest. You trace back to the foundation of our country. They're a part of our core beliefs as Americans. But what I saw out there, that kind of protest, that does not fall into that category to me. It was unacceptable what some of those protesters did. You don't get to pelt police officers with frozen water bottles and call that protest.
There was clearly a group out there for a fight. Clearly. Not all of them, but that's how this keeps creating a bad image of people that do want to protest for something right.
Absolutely right. Absolutely true, Lauren. You don't get to throw fireworks into the faces of police officers and call that protest. That's not okay. That's criminal behavior. It's not protest. And like you just pointed out, Lauren, I'm sorry to the people who showed up there right. with the idea of trying to exercise their rights to stand up for something, hear their voices, make their voices heard on a subject important to them. And that should be respected. But when members of your group, and a lot of them, if you've seen the video, there were not just one or two of them. They were just hurling stuff at the police officers over and over again with the intent to try to harm them and exacerbate the whole situation. That's not protest if you go out there trying to harm people. And I am also sorry. Did you see that young woman, the activist? Miracle Boyd is her name. She got hit in the face by an officer, even lost teeth in that. And that's being investigated, and I'm sure that when, the full video shown and all the circumstances are heard and they understand it, that they're that officer, if wrong, will definitely face charges or some sorts of consequences. But I wonder if all those protesters out there will face anything. Like, it's okay. Listen to this. One of the officers I've just learned had his orbital bone broken by protesters who thought it was okay to throw fireworks into his eye. He's likely going to lose his eyesight in that eye. Is that okay, protest, everyone? Should anyone be speaking up about that? Another one suffered a broken kneecap when he was struck by objects that were thrown by protesters. Is that okay to everybody? I'm sorry, but to me, those are not acceptable forms of protest, and it has to stop. It is criminal. That is aggravated battery is what you call that, and we'll have to see. Will Kim Fox charge them appropriately? Because so far, we haven't exactly seen that. And you have to discourage that form of protest at some point, don't you? Isn't that what you have to do? The police superintendent said this immediately after he tweeted this, I should say. We deeply respect an individual's right to peacefully protest, and we will do everything we can to protect that right, but we'll not stand by, and in fact, we are obligated to act when city or private property is being damaged or when violent acts are being committed. Tony Preckwinkle, the Cook County Board President, tweeted this, I'm angered and saddened by action Chicago police took last night in response to a protest at the Columbus statue in Grant Park. I'm especially upset by an officer's attack on Miracle Boyd, a recent Chicago Public Schools graduate, a leader with Good Kids, Mad City. I would just ask President Preckwinkle, did you bother to see that video? And were you angered and upset by the protesters who threw fireworks at a police officer's eye, blinding him? Does that anger and upset you? Because you can't have it both ways. And I think when we get to a point where it's okay to maim police officers in the name of a good protest, we're in trouble. That's a problem. And I think if you stand up for the protesters, you have to stand up for that too. Now, just today, a couple hours ago, Mayor and Superintendent Brown held a news conference, and we've been covering this here on WGN in the news, and they said, hey, you know what? What happened Friday was a bit more organized than we thought. There were vigilantes in the group, they called them, highly organized, were seen on video, and they have them, they showed them to reporters today, gathering their weapons to throw at police before the protest. They even sharpened the edges of PVC pipes. They had pipes that were holding up their signs, that kind of thing, and they had them broken into pieces, and the edges of those were sharpened so that they could hurl them like spears at the police officers and cut them. Again, not an acceptable form of protest in my book. Please explain it to me if you think this is okay. I'm trying to understand. And then also we had the situation where some journalists were shoved too. And I support our journalists. This is not easy to be out there covering these types of events and trying to understand what's going on in the excitement, intensity, the intense moments that are what everything that these protests are. But they were told to leave the scene. And I know personally, having been in this situation over and over again, homicide scenes, you know, police-involved shooting scenes, you're in protest scenes, all kinds of scenes that are getting out of control, gang-involved violence that seems like there might be retaliation. Police establish a perimeter, and your media badge does not save you from that perimeter. Police should not be knocking phones out of people's hands. I get it. That's not what should work in ideal circumstances. But think about the circumstances that was this moment in time. And your media badge does not allow you to say, you know what, I'm going to stand here and keep standing here even though you're moving the police perimeter back, that you've established that perimeter. I'm going to stand here anyway and just continue to report. You're not allowed to do that. It's just not the way it is, even if it seems unfair at the time. And I've been in those situations before where I was like, I can't even see what's going on, and you're pushing me back. But that kind of thing, your media badge is not the stand wherever you want kind of thing either. That's not what it's about. Anyway, want to get your thoughts on this, if you have thoughts about it. We have a couple of guests coming up here, too, who are going to weigh in. Sergeant Pete's going to be on the show. Also, we're going to hear from an activist who believes that this, you know, wants to talk from that perspective on the scene of what it was like to be there. If you have thoughts on this, let's hear from you, too. It's 312-981-7200. We'll pick up the conversation on the other side of this here on WGN. Let's go to the phones here. Kathy, go ahead. You are on WGN. Your thoughts.
Hi, Anna. You know, what happened Friday was disgusting. And if these protesters, the legitimate ones, who just want to protest peacefully, do not separate themselves or detach themselves from these thugs, they're going to lose credibility.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel at some point it's hard to take a message seriously when you're maiming police officers. It's like you're trying to say, okay, let's stand up against violence, and then you commit acts of violence, and they're carefully organized, and you saw that from the mayor's news conference today, the superintendent. They said they have video of them organizing beforehand, filling the frozen water bottles and frozen pop cans into their backpacks. And
changing their clothes. They were changing their clothes,
exactly,
too. They caught them doing that. So it's just they have to come out in the public and in the media and state that these people are not with us. We don't know where they come from. Because if they don't, they're going to, like I said, they're going to lose all credibility, and people will not have any trust in them.
Yeah.
And I'm for them. I'm for the peaceful protesters. Things do have to change. But, you know, a rose is a rose, no matter how you look at it. And what happened Friday was just disgusting what those cops were going through.
Yeah, you saw people like five, if you look at the video, you see like people sort of five rows back throw something at the police, whether it's a frozen water bottle or one of these, any of these other devices they brought there with the intent to throw at police officers. Fireworks, for example, which are a little dangerous. They'd stand five rows back, and then they'd throw, and then they'd move to the next spot. And all of them were sort of doing this, moving and throwing. And it turns out we shouldn't be surprised that part of it was carefully organized. I appreciate your call, Kathy. And to your point, the mayor has said that she is conducting a review of all icons, all monuments and statues throughout the city. And that's the way you should do it. You should hear from people and make these decisions. I don't know that it should be up to a small group of violent protesters to take these monuments down. To me, that doesn't seem like the right way to do it. I know the mayor doesn't believe that either, and she's trying to set up a system to listen to people, understand the underlying sentiment behind why they're out there and why they are upset and angry about the conditions, and try to make change, but by hearing from a lot of people.
Right, the way it should be done.
Yeah, that's what I believe, too. Thank you, Kathy. Thanks for that call.
Thank you. Thanks, Anna. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Essence. Essence, you were out there in the protest, and I know you have strong feelings about what happened to Miracle Boyd. She's an activist who were out there whose teeth were knocked out by police, and I know that they're reviewing that situation to see, you know, what happened there. Essence, your thoughts about what you saw, what you heard out there. Let's go ahead and weigh in.
Yes, hi. I'm Essence. I'm a youth activist and organizer. I've been attending a multitude of protests that's been ongoing throughout the city. I've witnessed interactions from both ends. I've seen, some instances in which protesters have resisted against police officers, and I've seen way, way, way more countless numbers of unjust acts done towards protesters at the hands of the officers in whom you, you know, are meant to protect us and meant to serve us, is the slogan states.
Essence, can I ask you something? Can you condemn both, though? Isn't that fair to say that the police officer shouldn't be taking, you know, their fist to a police, to a person's face, but that you shouldn't be maiming a police officer or breaking one of their orbital bones so that he's blind? I mean, isn't that also something you can say is not fair and not right in the name of protest?
By asking me that question, you are suggesting that that's something that Miracle was engaging in.
No. I'm not saying that Miracle was. I'm saying overall, what happened to Miracle, I mean, you look at her. The proof is right there. She had her teeth knocked out. That doesn't seem right. And I know that they're reviewing that. What I'm saying is, can you also condemn that police officers were injured out there, 50 of them, and 18 had to go to the hospital? Is that okay in the name of protest? I'm trying to understand that.
The protesters that began to do things of that nature, that was because they were provoked by police officers. Unprovoked protesters did not engage in any misconduct.
Did you see people out there? Because in the video, Essence, I believe my own eyes. I saw protesters sort of five rows back, reach into their backpacks and throw what looked like frozen water bottles. We heard they were frozen from police and the mayor today. Water bottles at police. Over and over again. They were nowhere near police. So I don't know. Do you say that that's provoked?
I will say this. I do not condone unprovoked violence. However, I am also not going to condemn the protesters, given my stance and given my understanding of their issues. I was not close enough. I was not in the front. I was not throwing anything. So therefore, I will not attest nor speak to what it is in which they should have done or the ways in which they should have reacted.
Okay.
At the moment.
Quickly, I just want to hear, how is Miracle doing? Because I know, I think she's your friend, right? And you were there with her. Just let us know how she is doing. She had to get medical attention too.
Yes, Miracle is doing well. She had an event earlier at 10 in the morning today to speak and do a press conference.
Mm-hmm. And would you be satisfied with the mayor saying that she's going to review all the statues and understand, get an understanding from where people are on that whole issue and try to decide how to move forward?
I believe that that's a step. However, given the mayor's words on multiple different issues and the ways in which she's also continued to endeavor forward with her approach, I do not feel too much confidence in however she chooses to approach the situation going forward, but I will give her the benefit of the doubt, and hopefully, you know, we will see a lot of those statues taken down.
All right. Thank you, Essence. I appreciate you calling into the show, and I hope that Miracle is okay. So thank you for that. Let's go to Ed. Ed, I think I'm hearing that you were also kind of in the general vicinity of this. You were driving, I think, when this happened. What did you observe? What happened?
Well, I was there in the very beginning, and I was driving. I'm a contractor, and I drive all over the city. People banged on the window of the truck and were in the way. You know, what should happen is, if this was kind of organized properly and peaceful, and people simply expressing their opinion, they wouldn't block people. At the very beginning, of course, you're going to have some cars coming through that may kind of get trapped, and you don't block them. You don't get in their way. You don't try to create issues. And I had to turn the truck around and maneuver my way over a curb and go back around through the park up the reverse lane. You know, it looked to me like this was impromptu. I don't know if they had, like, a permit for this. It looked like the police were just kind of, like, responding.
Like they were caught off guard a little bit, because they didn't have their helmets and things were being thrown at their heads. They didn't have the shields. They didn't have those face shields either. And so when they were throwing fireworks at them, they were completely unprotected, and it didn't seem like they had enough manpower out there. So I would agree with you. I don't think there was a permit for this, but they expected this kind of a turnout for sure.
No, there's no question about it. It looked to me like it was impromptu. They were there. They were there physically. I didn't really have a lot of time to observe masks. I didn't have a lot of. I didn't get the feeling that the crowd. I don't know how to put this. It was antagonistic. was the feeling that I didn't, I got out of there so fast, I didn't see fireworks, I didn't see rocks. I have seen fireworks, rocks, bottles, you name it, down in other parts of the city where I've owned property where they had protests, where they had rallies, riots, rallies, whatever you want to call them. And there I did watch it. There I did watch people wearing backpacks with helmets on and sticks and knee pads on, reach into their backpacks, pull out bricks, pull out, water bottles filled with cement. You name it. All kinds of stuff got thrown. The policemen just stood there and let them, they had their masks and their helmets on and hit them in the head.
So that was those earlier protests, what, a couple of weeks back, you actually saw people putting things into their bags and taking them to the protest?
But, well, actually, I was at the protest. I own property in a certain area. I wanted to make sure my property was safe. I was there watching the property. I was actually in the thick of things. During the protest, I watched them take off their backpacks. That's where they had all this stuff. Now, prior to the protests, some property owned doing some maintenance in the property, I actually witnessed three Caucasian women, with boxes, with sticks and a bag of helmets of spray paint and so forth, putting it in their car. Now, what they were using it for, I wasn't certain, but I didn't think it was anything of any good. I didn't get it. It certainly looked like they were getting ready to go on protest. So, it to me, from what I can see, there is an element of organization to these protests. These are not simply a bunch of people who are upset about something that happened. These are people who, to some degree, are here to create problems, provocateurs.
Well, then I think, you know, what you say is what the mayor and the superintendent just said a couple hours ago, had a news conference, said exactly that in this group there definitely were what they called vigilantes. And I think when they are inserted in these types of groups, the people who are there to truly protest an issue, it is sort of overcome the message by this violent sort of action. And as we had a caller before, it undermines the overall message of what it is they're trying to get across there when you injure 50 police officers.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as best I understand the Constitution, we have a right to lawfully protest. We have a right to within the four corners of the law. Throwing things at people, at policemen, hitting innocent bystanders. I watched property get destroyed. I watched the Binnie's at 47th and Lake Park get literally cleaned out of its stock. I watched the Home Depot at the Dan Ryan and 87th. Get robbed and was trying to get padlocks for my buildings. There's three elements. You have the legitimate element of young people, largely young people, out, upset, and have their signs and so forth. You have criminals, the criminal element, who are just out to steal. This is what I've observed. Mm-hmm. And then you have an organized element that show up with helmets on, masks, not simply masks for the COVID, but masks you can't see their face, and sticks. And they take those sticks, and I watch them take their sticks and put them through windows and throw things at the policemen. There was an IKEA, I'm in Hyde Park here, 47th, at 53rd and Lake Park. They hired an armed guard that sat outside in a folding chair with an AR-15 rifle, and they were throwing things at him. You know, luckily, you know, no one got killed, but you can easily see how this could turn into a very, very violent situation.
Ed, I'm up against the break here, and we are going to take more calls, so hang on the line. Our lines are full, or almost full here. You can still call in, actually, 312-981-7200, but we have a lot of people to get to. But, Ed, I want to just get a final thought from you as somebody, you've lived in the city for a long time?
I'm from the city, and I've lived here my whole life.
Okay, so your thoughts at this moment in time, can you just sort of sum up how you are feeling?
Well, the policemen have to be allowed to do their job. End of discussion, case closed. Standing there, letting people throw rocks, bottles, and bricks at you is absolutely worthless and does nothing but embolden the various elements, negative elements that exist to create problems for the city.
All right, Ed, thank you. Thanks for the thoughts. Anna here at WGN. We're going to go to phones just a second. A couple of texts here, and then Sergeant Pete. Statues belong to all citizens of Chicago, 224-773. Wasn't the statue covered and scheduled for removal? It was covered, but I believe that was for the intention of making sure it was not defaced, as the mayor is leading a commission or a committee to sort of understand where people are with all of the icons, monuments, and statues throughout our city. She's promised to do that and review all of that and get input in a democratic process that is probably the way it should be done. But that's where that sits. Let's go to the phones. Glenn, you've been on hold for a while, and thank you for doing that. Your thoughts on all of this?
and a first-time long-time listener, first-time caller. Now, I fully support our right to protest, but these idiots, pardon my expression, these idiots are going to continue to make matters worse with their barbaric behavior. I mean, what happened Friday was totally uncalled for.
Did you hear that the young woman who called in, I understand she's very upset about her own friend, and who wouldn't be? If you were out there and you're a teenager, you're trying to make good in the world, and you have your voice heard, and your friend there has her teeth knocked out, so she's upset, but she said that they were provoked by police. I didn't see that when I looked at that video. Did you?
I did not see that at all.
I mean, there might have been situations where that was true, but throwing fireworks at police and throwing, water bottles that are frozen? I mean, it doesn't all add up to the way you should be doing things. Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you calling, and call in again sometime whenever you have thoughts. We love to hear them. Michael, let's go to you. You've got thoughts on this as well. What do you think? What are you thinking right now? Hey, Michael, you got to turn your radio down because I'm hearing myself come back in my ear, and we want to hear you. Michael, go ahead. You're on WGN. Oh, Michael, we lost you. Diane, let's hear from you. Diane, you're on WGN.
Hi, Anna. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I'd like to, a couple points here. You know, the police are out there to protect us and our property. They could not even protect themselves. Look how they were hurt. It was disgusting to watch this. This wasn't a protest. I think this was vandalism, anarchy, whatever. It's unbelievable. I have a friend in Norway that texted me, and she said, "What is going on in your city?" I don't live in Chicago, but she's like, "It's all the way over here." She says, "That's ridiculous." I said, "I don't know." This is the first time that I've ever agreed with Donald Trump. Our mayor and the police chief that she has appointed, they're inadequate, they're inept, and we need some help. So if Trump wants to send in some help right now at this point, I can't stomach to turn on the news and see there's lawlessness. There's no control. There's no control. And the more that this goes on, the more these people are going to think we got away with it last Friday. This Saturday, we got something bigger planned. It's got to be nipped in the bud.
I agree with you, Diane. I think that when you start saying that this is okay, now this is okay, now this sort of violence is okay, and now this sort of violence is okay, you're emboldening people to believe that it is okay. And I think
and
most law-abiding citizens
it, right?
would say, no, that's not okay. There are ways to protest, and there are ways to get your message heard and impact change, and there is a lot of it happening, and a lot of it will happen, and I'm in support of some of it. But I feel like there is a way to do that without maiming a police officer and without causing violence that also leads to other people getting hurt as well. Those kinds of situations shouldn't be tolerated. Thank you, Diane, for calling in. I just want to get to another call here. John, you are on WGN. I want to get to you before we get to Sergeant Pete, too. So go ahead. What do you got to say? What's up?
Hey, Anna. No, I just wanted to say you were spot on with what you're saying. I was down there working on Friday. So a citywide 10-1 went out, and what that means is that officers citywide 10-1, officer from every district in every corner of the city, whatever resources you can spare, go down to Grant Park and help out the officers. So we went down there, and what people need to understand is when a protest turns violent like that, regardless of if it's a small segment of those protesters partaking in that violent action, the protest is over. It's getting shut down. And the entire situation needs to be under control. And I hear a lot of people, and I know a lot of aldermen came out and were very vocal about the fact that they felt that the police department and the city were protecting a statue over people's lives, or that they were willing to engage in acts of police brutality, whatever the case may be, over a statue. It's so much more than that. I'm not going to sit here and say that there should be a Christopher Columbus statue up in Grand Park. I'm not going to sit here and say that there shouldn't be. But like you have been saying, you can't set this precedent of whenever you're angry and whenever you want to voice displeasure, you're simply allowed to navigate and do whatever it is that you want to do.
And, John, I would add to that. If you say that it's not okay to defend a statue by, you know, facing off with protesters, I would say protesters don't have the right to maim police officers over a statue either. If it's just a statue,
absolutely.
It kind of goes both ways. Let me ask you, as an officer, though, there, it just seemed as if that they didn't have face shields, they didn't have helmets, they seem woefully ill-equipped to sort of handle what was coming at them, John. What did you think?
What keeps happening, I think, on an upper management level and on a city level is that people are pandering to people's best intentions. And I want to be absolutely clear. A vast majority of people who were in Grant Park, I have no doubt, had the intention to peacefully protest and not engage with police officers. But again, when you have that radical element, and it's no different than what the scrutiny that the police department is coming under right now. When you have bad apples, the entire department, or in this case, the entire group of protesters, is going to have to be assessed as such, and then there's going to have to be a breakdown from that point. And unfortunately, you get lumped in with those bad people. And especially when something is happening in real time, and people's lives are at stake in real time, it has to get dealt with in real time.
Speak to the sort of lawlessness that our last caller just mentioned, that it seems as if we're tolerating a little more and a little more, and this is okay and this is okay. Do you see that, or is that just a general observation that maybe police wouldn't agree with, or you being a police officer would not agree with?
You made a great point about Kim Fox's office, and it really starts with there. If you want to go after police officers, that's fine. We understand that that's public servants. We're public servants, and we understand that that comes with the territory. But again, if you're not going to seek charges to the fullest extent against people who are perpetrating a criminal element during a protest, then it doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help the protesters who are trying to get their point across. It certainly doesn't help the police officers who are trying to go home safely to their family every night. So I just don't understand this mentality of we need to give people who are out there with violent intentions basically a free pass because we kind of, everybody keeps saying, I understand your anger, I understand your fear, I understand that this is bubbling up over years and years of society's ills taking out on you, so on and so forth. But if we keep giving credence to that, and if we keep essentially scapegoating that for these people, they're going to keep showing up, and they're going to keep soiling, again, the message that the protesters get across, and they're going to keep engaging with police officers, which will eventually, like I said, end the protest entirely.
Yeah. John, I appreciate you calling in. You make great points. And I got to say that the whole thing, I'd like to follow and see what happens to the protester who broke the orbital bone of the officer. Does anything happen to that person? Should they just be okay? Should that be acceptable in the form of protest to people? To me, that isn't acceptable. And I agree that I don't think that Kim Fox's office has been all that attentive to those types of issues, as well as understanding that people who are peacefully protesting, who get swept up in protests, that yeah, maybe they shouldn't be spending any time in jail. I get that. Okay, we have got to talk. We'll take one more call real quick. Bob, you got a minute or two here to make your point before we get to Sergeant Pete, but he's got a lot to cover today, so we want to get to him. Go ahead, Bob.
Sure, this will be really quick, and I think your previous caller did a great job of articulating it, but the mayor's office, and obviously based on the prior caller, a little bit on the upper level of police department, they've got to get control of the situation. Kim Fox's office, I was a state attorney for 20 years. It has become an absolute joke, okay? The person that did that to that officer, that's aggravated battery to a police officer. We'll see what happens with those charges, but they really need to get control of this situation because I think it was more than just a few people down there. If you look at that video, you see the
They're coming
number
from everywhere, the flying objects.
In,
yeah.
And the intensity. No way was that firing for six people. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. And the thing I would add to that, and I'll talk to Sergeant Pete about this as well, is that you talk about Kim Fox's office and the pressure she should feel right now. We've been talking about bond reform and electronic monitoring. Well, we've just learned over the weekend that the person who shot the three-month-old and two others, that he was out on illegal weapons charges. And so there you go. He was out on bond, yet another instance of that. I know when the superintendent talks about this, it's not popular. They say, no, do your job. You're just trying to shift the blame. But if police officers keep bringing these people into custody and they don't face the charges or they're let out again and they continue to terrorize their neighborhoods, that needs to be, there needs to be some attention to that issue as well. Sergeant Pete, thank you for calling in. Always good to hear from you on all issues, police. And, your general reaction to what you saw out there Friday night in Grant Park. What do you think?
If you watch the video, it was like a platoon or a squad. They changed clothes, got their umbrellas up, loaded their little bags with the weapons of choice. They marched with PVC pipes in their signs that were already sharpened. So this was preconceived, pre-planned. There was no permit for this march in the first place. So now they march, and then all of a sudden the missiles start flying, and these policemen are caught totally unawares. They had no riot protection. They had nothing. Most of them didn't have even have any kind of helmets. the bike guys did have some helmets. So now they're, you know, everybody says, well, they have a right to, you know, to protect that statue. They don't have a right. They have a duty. The policemen have a duty to protect life and property. You might not agree with it. You might not like what they're protecting. I didn't like protecting the American Nazi Party marching on the South Side in the 70s, but it's a job and you have to do it. So if you get, you know, like 49 people, 49 policemen injured, 18 in the hospital, guy breaks his orbital bone, guy breaks his kneecap. At some point, this is not just a simple protest. These are organized, and the superintendent and the mayor even said, these are people that have come from other places. They're paid protesters, they're paid organizers, and they're paid to go in there and cause a disturbance. And these other jamokes that are hanging around with them, they don't realize what's going on, and then they're also all of a sudden, you know, Miss Suburban Teenager is caught up in something that she really might not want to be in. And this young lady that's, you know, said that her mouth was injured and whatever, look at her Facebook page. See what she says prior to and after. You know, this is a payday for her. You know, GoFundMe for new teeth or whatever. So
I'm sure she didn't want to get punched in the face, but she did get $84,000 on her GoFundMe case. But I'm sure she didn't go in there hoping that would happen. But I
well, you don't know that.
Yeah, I guess we don't know what the context is until we heard from all the facts. Yeah, I'd agree with you there.
Right.
So the
mayor didn't get on a horse and make and go out there and be Joan of Arc and make a definitive hey, police charge. The police, when they got the reinforcements, they took back that plot of land, forced the people across the street, forced them to the other side. Why should a policeman or a policewoman or anybody, city official or any civilian, be subjected to batteries, assaults, spitting, hitting, and not have the police were pretty well controlled, if you ask me. But at some point, you have to fight back.
You know, we've got a couple texts here. I wonder if you can clear this up. I should have asked the officer is out there, but maybe you know this too, Sergeant Pete. 630, are you not watching the videos of cops shooting people point blank with rubber bullets? I don't believe in Grant Park they used rubber bullets. I heard pepper spray.
We don't have rubber bullets.
There you go. Thank you. I was just wondering about that.
We don't have them.
All right.
And nobody threw a weapon, even though they probably could have been justified because they're outnumbered, 50-1. Nobody threw a weapon. Nobody fired a shot. And to me, they used really good self-control. And my biggest concern is the people that were arrested and the officers testifying, where has Kim Fox been for the past couple of weeks? Not one thing is said, not one thing about prosecutions, not one thing about charging, not one thing about anything. She's just laying back in the woods, hoping to get reelected and ignoring this Black Lives Matter movement that's actually been hijacked and turned into a riot.
Yeah, I think it's got to be a difficult time to say, as the biggest understatement, to be a police officer in this time when fairly the practices are being reviewed and use of force is being looked at. If you saw what happened with George Floyd, and we don't do those kinds of chokeholds here, but what else do Chicago police do that we should be reviewing and looking at for the path forward? But by the same token, the fact that some protesters believe it's fair game to blind and maim police officers in the name of standing up for a cause, it just defies the message to me. And I know the mayor came out a lot stronger about this than she did initially. I think she had some time to review those videos and review some of the videos that people had shot before the protest of the protesters getting together and getting their stuff together and all the things that you described. The things to lob at police and pelt them with, that sort of turned her a little bit, because I know that police initially were upset about the first statement that she put out, and then she clarified things in a news conference today to say, yes, I agree with peaceful protesters. We are reviewing our icons and statues. We are taking a look at what's happening here, and we want to hear from you on that, but it's not okay for you to do what you did, the violent members of that crowd. And I think you would point out, too, that they were trying to take down the statue at one point, and is that okay? Can you just tumble a statue, and would no one get hurt in that scenario? I think police were also having to sort of help out there.
If you take down that statue, a bunch of idiots, you know, pulling on a ropes on a statue. That statue falls on somebody, be it a civilian, a protester, you know, anybody, it would do some serious, serious harm. And we're picking on statues. I told you earlier, you know, my example, well, how about all the baseball players and all the owners of the baseball teams that are in the Baseball Hall of Fame? How about every one of them, prior to Jackie Robinson breaking the color line, how about taking all of their busts out? Because that was really discrimination in the sports world before NFL teams got a black player or baseball teams got a black player or the NBA got a black player. All those people, you should take everything down about them.
Yeah.
This could go on and on and on. You could take every statue down. And you know something? I really don't care, because when I see a statue, I don't care what it is.
I think that's the thing.
Some I don't.
Just sort of...
Unless it's Arnold Palmer or Jack Nicklaus. I could care about statues.
Thank you, Sergeant Pete. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. All right, let's get to the Columbus statue, the site of the violent outbursts over the weekend. And all that was, and we want to hear from the Italian American One Voice Coalition. He's an executive board member there, because Italian Americans came out early yesterday, I believe, to talk about how, hey, wait a minute, before everyone says it's okay to remove this statue, we want to weigh in on this too. And I know the mayor is starting that discussion about this. Let's hear from Andre Domino. Andre, thanks for calling in to WGN. How are you this afternoon?
Good, Ada. Thanks for having me on.
So you guys are pretty passionate. I mean, as Italian Americans can be. I'm married to one. I know this. But I just, you know, you really don't want the statue torn down. I just want to point out that this is what the protesters are saying. They're saying, look, this is Italian Americans, Italian explorers' mistreatment of indigenous people is what they're concerned about, and we should stand up for indigenous people and not glorify people like Columbus. That's their viewpoint. What do you guys say about that?
Well, first off, people can have their own opinions, but they can't have their own facts. And all these atrocities they're putting onto Columbus is just not true. If you go to the reputable sources, you'll find out that he was really a man of his times, and it was violent times. And this was no Garden of Eden when he got to this part of the world. There was all kinds of slavery, genocide, and things going on here. And actually, he in many times helped some of the tribes that were here in fighting off other tribes that were cannibalistic. But putting all that aside, you know, Columbus is an important symbol to Italian Americans, just as you say. And really, this is a hate crime when they go after all these statues across the country.
You fought this up before many times. I mean, this is not a new debate. This just seems to be more of a violent chapter in this debate. We've had these discussions in Chicago of all kinds of Columbus and Italian American figures, and we've gone through it. Now the next chapter, this one seems like more and more people seem to be coming on the side of let's remove it, let's put something different up there. Tell me about the road ahead as you guys are going to, I'm sure, have an active voice in the mayor's communications and conversations about this.
Well, we certainly hope so, and we do hope the mayor listens to Italian Americans, because, you know, the statue that was put up, especially that one in Chicago, was put up in 1933 at the 100th anniversary of Chicago as part of the World's Fair. But more importantly, it was put up with the nickels and dimes of Chicago Italian Americans, and they put that up in pride because Italian Americans were subjected to discrimination, denigration, and even the largest lynching in America was of Italian Americans. And these statues at Columbus Day and these celebrations were an atonement or an apology for that discrimination. So it's an incredible thing that when they're looking for the Black Lives Matter situation, that they're going after something that was put up to oppose discrimination against Italian Americans.
These are interesting times, Andre. And keep us posted on what happens. We want to hear about it. And do you have any ideas? The mayor going to sit down and have, is this going to be, do you know what the next step is for folks who want to weigh in on this, on, no matter where they sit?
Well, yeah, we just hope that it is open to people of all, everybody to have their opinion on this, but certainly Italian Americans, because Columbus is such an iconic symbol to Italian Americans.
Awesome stuff. Thank you, Andre. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Anna. Bye-bye.
Andre Domino there. He is the executive board member at the Italian American One Voice Coalition.